Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, we're going to start with the Irish Times this morning and their headline today, Abortion Guidelines Late for Start of Services. A piece by their health correspondent Paul Cullen in the front of the paper today that revised ethical guidelines for doctors on abortion and also conscientious objection will not be ready in time for the planned rollout of termination services next month. It's now emerged. And the Medical Council of Ireland believes that it would actually be better to get the guidelines right rather than to rush them in time for the government's deadline for the introduction of the services on the 1st of January, and that's according to its president, Dr. Rita Boyle, that told a closed meeting of GPs. And it means that the existing guidelines, the provisions of which in conscientious objection have been criticised by some doctors, will apply to the service until they are updated. And the consultant appointed by the government to oversee the reintroduction or the introduction of the service has said that abortion will be available in some form in all of the state's 19 maternity units from next month. But Dr. Peter Boylan has warned that inevitably there will be problems and nobody should expect perfection at the start. There's likely to be more on that story emerging throughout the course of the day. Staying with the that particular topic, on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, their headline, Abortion Pill Approved for the First Time. Catherine Shanahan reporting that the first ever abortion pill has been approved for use in Ireland, and the Health Products Regulatory Authority confirmed to the Irish Examiner last night that it has received and approved Mifepristone for the termination of pregnancy. The tablet was authorised on the 30th of November and the tablet is taken as a single 600 milligram oral dose, followed 36 to 48 hours later by the administration of another drug as well that I won't even attempt to pronounce. And there's more details on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning as well. Also though, on the front of the Irish Examiner today, and look, this story's across the Sun and the Mirror and it's really in all of the papers. It's the family of a Kerry farmer killed by his neighbour in a dispute over the use of a loud crow banger on his land, say they don't feel justice has been served. The headline in the Examiner today, it makes us feel like life is not worth anything anymore in this country. Michael Ferris from Ratu and Ballyduff in Kerry was jailed for 5 years yesterday for the manslaughter of Anthony O'Mahony in April 2017. And as I said, there's lots on that story and comments from the family as well, right across really all of the papers today. We're going to the Irish Independent next this morning. Their headline, College Entry at Historic High, Estate-Funded Schools Raise the Bar. Their education editor, Catherine Donnelly, reporting that state-funded schools are now closing the gap on fee-paying schools when it comes to sending students to third-level education. And college entry rates are at a historic high when 2 and 3 post-primary schools now sending at least 70% of their pupils to third level. More than 15 state-funded schools are showing the same 100% college transfer rate, closely followed by larger numbers of others at 90% and above. And higher education has now become the norm for school leavers right across the board, with a considerable narrowing of the progression gap between fee charging and schools as well as others. And the annual feeder school tables published in the Irish Independent today trace the transfer of pupils from around 700 schools to more than 30 universities, also ITs and other colleges. And there's lots on that story, particularly the feeder schools list as well in the Irish Independent today too. In the Times Ireland edition, their headline, Goods Ban Extremist Says Israel. Israel has retaliated against a proposed ban on the importation of goods and services from occupied territories, calling it the most extreme anti-Israel legislation ever from a Western country. Also to the remainder of the tabloids this morning, in both the Herald and the Star today, leading with the same story, their headlines, Monk's brother flees botched hit and Monk brother survives car gun ambush. This is a story in front of both of the papers today, reporting that a brother of Jerry the Monk Hutch escaped after a gunman sprayed his car with bullets. And more on that story in both of those tabloids today. And on the front of the Irish Daily Mail this morning, it's the yacht calling the kettle black. That's the headline. Sean Haughey blasts the Taoiseach for visiting yacht club, then rival points out that his famous father liked a spot of boating himself. Interesting story in the front of the Daily Mail today. A few other stories though to flag with you this morning as well. We're going back to the Irish Examiner, and it's on the front of the paper today. Beefed up powers for crime watchdog. The state's white-collar crime watchdog is set to be given new sweeping powers to help it investigate complex cases. And the government will today agree new legislation to make the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement an independent statutory agency after what they describe as a series of failures in handling of previous cases. And the new body, which will be known as the Corporate Enforcement Authority, will be made a standalone organisation to allow it more easily recruit experts it needs for specific investigations. And in addition, it'll also be given the right to appoint up to three commissioners to lead its work on the most complex cases as well. More on that story in the Irish Examiner today. Also in the Mirror on page 15 this morning, bus driver asks passengers for directions after getting lost on one of the new go-ahead routes. A bus driver on the new go-ahead route had to ask passengers for directions after getting lost on his first day. Transport for Ireland's go-ahead took over four new routes from Dublin bus on Sunday, including the 17A. And one passenger couldn't believe it when the driver appeared to get lost and had to ask for help in finding his way. Also in the Irish Independent today on page 2, if you're watching the Toy Show last Friday night, well actually 1.3 million of you watched the Toy Show. The average audience that tuned in live to the programme on Friday night was 1.3 million, making it the most watched programme of 2018. The show also drew a hugely impressive 74% share of the audience watching at that time as well. Just one other story to flag with you this morning too. Elderly should try weightlifting. It's a piece in the Daily Telegraph today. The pensioners should be prescribed weightlifting and protein powders to help reverse any sort of frail health issues that they may have. And increases in life expectancy have now led to growing numbers of frail elderly people, with 1 in 10 suffering from the issue, rising to half of those at the age of over 80. And in a report now published in the British Journal of General Practice, researchers from the University College Dublin conducted a review of 46 studies on frailty interventions involving over 15,000 people, and the authors found that treatments involving muscle strength training and protein supplements were consistently considered to be the best for effectiveness and ease of implementation. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning. Still to come here on Breakfast Briefing, as new figures show 156 rough sleepers on the streets of Dublin, we'll be talking to the Peter McVerry Trust to find out how they're assisting people and families.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.